This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For us to get into our weekly radio roundup, the News Talk Radio Review, if you will, on the air with me, I'm Doug Steffen, broadcaster Victoria Jones, who runs the DC Radio Company, and cleverly, the DC Radio Company is located in Washington, District of Columbia. It's
what a wonderful idea.
It is a wonderful idea. Also in Washington is Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America. And Rick Jensen joins us from WDEL in Wilmington. Been there for 18 years. I'm sure the people who are there, it seems like 38. But it's, time. Time flies when you're having fun. All right, let's get to the items of interest here. Richie always likes me to start at the beginning because if I don't start at the top, we often don't give it short shrift. I just think I'm going to go through the list quickly, and then we'll go back around,
circle back around.
Number 10, the Super Bowl, lots of conversation about that game last weekend, the ref having a little bit of a problem. Number 9, the World Economic Forum. Number 8, what's going on in Venezuela? Number 7, the shooting in Florida at the bank. Number 6, the transgender ban in the military. Number 5, more people coming out of the woodwork to run for president in 2020. Covington Catholic, the incident in the Covington, Kentucky, wasn't it? It was not West Virginia. It was Covington.
It was in Washington, D.C.
Washington. Okay, thank you.
No, that's where it happened. It happened in Washington, D.C.
The boys were from Kentucky.
That's right. Okay. I didn't pay. When I see stuff like that, I don't want to talk about it on the air. So I generally ignore it. And then when it comes up, go away. Or I have to turn to Victoria or Rick. What's that story all about?
Let's stop for one second, because my initial reaction is, you're a radio host. You should be talking about that story, because everybody was talking about it. Okay? To your credit, the reason it's a story is because everybody was talking about it and shouldn't have been.
Right.
They got all of the facts wrong. It's a made-up social media story, and everybody got it wrong. So good for you for being the only one to do the right thing.
All right.
It's still unclear. It's still unclear because
so you can be sure we're not going to waste much time talking about it.
No.
Number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation and Cohen and his testimony and Mr. Stone being indicted, all that. Who's a rye? two and one has been the same, for the last 4 weeks? The wall and immigration, the shutdown, blah, blah, blah. Okay. People list. Tom Brady at 10 for obvious reasons. Martin Luther King Jr. 9. Nicolas Maduro and Juan. I had not pronounced this guy's name right all week. New president of Venezuela. Is it Guaido? How do we pronounce that?
Sure.
Guaido? You don't know either.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much. That's what I like, is support from the staff. Thank you very much.
We love you, Doug.
All right. Thank you very much. I love you, too. Kamala Harris and Pete did you hear the story
about
the woman?
Every point you got from Venezuela has been lost now.
There's another two that I have no use for and have no interest in talking about. Kamala Harris is the big. She and what's her face from Massachusetts are two of the biggest phonies in the world of politics that they've ever seen.
Elizabeth Warren.
Thank you. Yeah. Pocahontas.
I have a question about Kamala Harris for people who might be supporters. How do you think they'll feel when they learn that she actually put two single moms in jail because their kids were cutting school?
There you go.
Just wondering.
Thank you.
Well, let's find out the full story first. After we get that astonishing headline.
No, come on, Victoria. Why do you want to find out the whole story? That's a much better. That's more fun. All right, let's see. Where are we? Mueller. We are at number 6. Here's another opportunist. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. There's another one that we can put on the back burner. Nick Sandman and Nathan Phillips at 5. Mueller and Cohen and Stone at 4. Schumer at 3. Nancy Pelosi at 2. And Donald Trump number 1. Okay, so that's the list of the characters and the stories that are on the top. According to the research at Talkers Magazine, they are the Bible of the talk radio industry, listen to a lot of programs, host stations around the country to come up with this list. Now, in terms of sports, I'm going to make one reference, and it isn't to the Super Bowl and to the Patriots. But, ladies and gentlemen, the good news is we're 3 weeks away from catchers and pitchers reporting to spring training.
Yes.
Hoorah!
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Hooray! All right. So in a moment, we'll start at the top and see if we can come up with... That was interesting that Mueller indicted Roger Stone. Richie, you always...
I'm right.
On the top of it. You are always right. This guy's been indicted because he lied about something that has... He didn't have anything to do.
They never arrest you for what they accuse you of. They only arrest you for lying about what they accused you of.
Roger Stone is very proud of being a dirty trickster. Yeah. And at some point, that's going to come back and bite you.
Didn't he used to be on Fox? Didn't he used to see this guy?
Didn't he start with Richard Nixon? Doesn't he have a tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back?
Was he around when Nixon was around?
A tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's when you know you have a target on your back, is when that target happens to be a tattoo of Nixon's face.
Right.
It's so great.
I have a tattoo of Doug Stephan on my butt.
What happens when he's naked and his wife is on top of his back? That's what I don't know. What is he thinking of?
What the audience doesn't know is that we all have to get tattoos of Doug Stephan when we come on the show.
That's right. It's part of the contract negotiation. Doug makes us commit.
You can put mine's henna. Wherever you want. All right. So just to, before we pause and then get back to the serious matters at hand here, when I saw this woman, this guy's name, Butt, whatever it is, I thought of the woman.
Buttigieg.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not going to pronounce that again, but I'm just going to tell you the Butt story. There's a woman in, I think it was either Australia or New Zealand, who sat on the toilet this week and felt a sharp pain on her buttocks. And when she jumped off of the toilet, she found a 5-foot python in the toilet and was happy to take a good bite out of her.
That's my worst nightmare.
I know.
Do you know what's worse in Australia? I'll tell you what's worse in Australia. It's the redback spider. Now, I lived in Australia. Yeah. The redback spider is small, it's deadly, and it lurks under toilet seats. And that's one of the many places it lurks. And it's look it up. You can find it online. It's a very frightening spider, and people are terrified sometimes of going to the toilet because you get bitten by a bloody redback, Bruce. Yeah. It's scary.
I've got 3 invitations to go to 3 different countries. One of them is Australia to do the program. Maybe I'll reconsider that.
Scratch
it. Next.
That's great, yeah. All right, 14 past the hour. Here's the way for you to lose weight. Those of you who join this large group of humanity, which includes me, Richie, I don't know, Jensen, how you've done with the weight department. And I'm not going to ask, because you never ask a woman about her weight. So I'm not talking to Victoria about this.
Well, she's skinny, too. So I mean,
the rest of us,
I have a rather attractive pudge.
Have you?
There's nothing attractive about my belly at all. No. I'm listening to you now, sir.
Even though I've been using Calitrin since they went on the air with this last March. And I used it through the summer. I was weighing in at 184 when I came back from California last April. And I got down to 172, 73 in there, where I want to be. And now I'm a little pudgy again, Richie, back up to 179, 180, not so bad.
That'll happen this time of year.
Yeah, it does. So Calitrin will be my hero. Calitrin is the number one choice for healthy weight loss. There are lots of programs. God, and you can go to the gym, and that's pretty healthy if you stick with it. Problem is, most people join the gym, and they stay for a couple of weeks and figure out how hard it is to actually work out and sweat and lose the weight, so they give up. Here's a way for you to at least combat, you need to exercise, though. Because Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen, and it requires that you exercise to build up your muscle, push out the fat, that's where you lose the weight, and then you stay on the Calitrin program to maintain your weight. That's where I went wrong. I was even advising people in Thanksgiving to stay on it, and I didn't do a good job of staying on it. So, paying the price, go back to, let's start at square one. Calitrin is available at toploss.com, toploss.com. Get a 10% off deal when you use the DJV code. The body is consistent, consists of collagen, but it's consistent in the fact that when you don't have the collagen in your system, you will gain weight just the way it is. And the American diet being what it is, that even adds to it. So let's put some collagen back in your body because it's the number one protein in your body, and that's what works to keep your body lean and cool looking. So Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, let's get on board. For the most positive way to lose weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, take 10% off, and after you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Lose that weight. Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for seven or eight passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
The Super Bowl is just around the corner, and snacks will be a key player for viewers. Frito-Lay has released the first ever U.S. Snack Index to learn what football fans look forward to snacking on while watching the game. Frito-Lay Senior Vice President of Sales and Chief Commercial Officer, Stephen Williams, shares what they found.
We introduced the U.S. Snack Index to get a fun snapshot of what consumers prefer when it comes to snacking while watching a big game. We weren't surprised to find the top picks for Super Bowl viewers this year were chips, with 80% of Americans planning to reach for a potato or tortilla chip, with salsa coming in as the number one dip. We also saw that spicy and cheesy snacks rank highest with Gen Z and millennials. At Frito-Lay, we're always focused on giving consumers the range of snacking choices they want, and for Super Bowl, we've definitely got them covered.
For more information, go to Frito-Lay.com/snackindex.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Excuse me, Mr. Bingham-Boystonizer. The government shutdown is number one. We could spend probably the whole time together. There are competing shutdown bills, both of which failed in the Senate. So this thing goes on and on. There are those who... I didn't quite get the reference to April and tax time as to when this might go or why it would stop in April. Anybody understand that? Victoria, Rick, Richie?
Well, the other thing I read is that it's causing confusion at the IRS, and they're unsure how they're going to approach this from a number of different angles.
Yeah. It's still sending out checks, though, back to people who have filed their tax return.
I think you're making a little movement
here. From people who are not getting paid who are doing this. And so they're coming into work. They're not getting paid. They're sending out checks. Meantime, they can't file for unemployment themselves, and they can't get side jobs, and they can't afford to pay for childcare for their kids.
I'm betwixt in between, okay? So if you watch the news, apparently we cannot operate this country without government. It's, like, everywhere.
Right. That's
but then again,
that's my
I go through my daily life, and... I haven't been affected government. At all, so I'm trying to figure out which one it is.
The buildings that you're in down in Washington, most of them are government employees.
Well, a lot of my
contractors
are, yeah, in Washington. Right.
And yet I have listeners who say they cannot close on houses because they can't get the government, whichever department it is, USDA, et cetera, to actually do the paperwork.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Change, they remain the same. That's my observation here. I'm Doug Steffen. Here with
you were the
Victoria.
First person to think of that, Doug.
I probably am, yes, right. Yeah, I always have these initial thoughts that then people steal, and I have to give credit to everybody else for stealing my ideas. Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and Rich McFadden at Radio America. So we're on the government shutdown here, and I don't know whether a cycle... This cycle will come to an end. People want to talk about Roger Stone. I don't know why. I don't know why we want to. I really, Richie and all the other people who do this. This is my job, and I bring enthusiasm to it as I have doing the countdown stuff for probably 15 or 20 years. But after a while, what new? There's nothing new here. It's the same, the government grind, and the state of our union is really, it's the same pedal pushers over and over again with the same tired stories. So, and then...
If you look at these investigations, throughout the course of history, our government's history, okay, modern history, let's call it, yeah. The government investigations, it's always the same thing. Lots of money spent, lots of time taken, and the only thing they ever get is somebody... not giving a truthful statement about what they were questioned about. So they find somebody who doesn't tell the truth about the issue, but they can't actually arrest them for breaking the law. And we always, it's always the same thing. The Clinton stuff, yeah. Everybody, it's always the same thing. They always get them for lying about something. And the crazy thing about the Stone thing is how did they know that he lied? It's because they asked another person, and that person said something different. So now who is telling the truth? Well, they think the other person is telling the truth, and Roger Stone must have lied, therefore we have to charge him.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's we also...
Interesting.
We
more
also,
government money.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we also may have lies from Roger Stone, we don't know yet, from some of the stuff that he was more than happy to say on social media during the campaign when he said that it was various people's time in the barrel as the various WikiLeaks documents were about to come out, which he seemed to have astonishing psychic foreknowledge of as he put on his hat and sat there with his crystal ball, things that nobody else appeared to have knowledge of, and later said, well, you know, I'm... know how I knew that. And also boasted about knowing Julian Assange, and then later said, no, I didn't. I was just sort of saying it. So Robert Mueller doesn't just do things for fun. When he does these things, when he does an indictment, he has documents. He doesn't just base it on, Richie said that in the bar last night, so I'm going to arrest Roger Stone.
At the end of the day,
one criminal offense here, Doug, that Trump colluded with the Russians to change the outcome of the election.
You think he did?
Well, that's what Mueller is trying to get to.
Right.
And so because Roger Stone lied about something, does that get him any closer? That's the question.
Well, this just gives
all the cable news networks are going to go crazy for it.
Hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent on this, and at the end of the day, it'll have the same impact as the impeachment process against Bill Clinton. Goes nowhere, does nothing, creates theater, and that's it. And we have people that come out of the woodwork from nowhere, like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is, in my mind, the most annoying kid, and that's what she is. She made more headlines again this week. She seems to be about the business of making headlines for herself.
Oh, she's the only Trump is.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe she is. Maybe that's the counter. She was the only Democrat to vote against the bill to reopen the government. So why didn't she vote with the party? And
Because it would fund Homeland Security. She doesn't want Homeland Security funded.
She's 27 and she knows a lot about it, right?
I can't speak to that.
No. Okay. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
The medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials say the president is continuing to threaten to shut down the federal government again or declare a national emergency to get funding for his border wall. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells CNN's State of the Union that holding federal workers hostage is a bad idea.
I don't think shutdowns are good leverage. It's a lesson I've certainly learned in my time here. There's been two shutdowns since the time I've been there, and the aggressor in neither one was the winner. I think it's important to separate the tactics from the goal and the policy aim, and what the president wants is not unreasonable. It's a fraction of what Democrats have voted for in the past. And more importantly, I think, is achieving border security is the key that unlocks the door to doing other things on immigration that he's expressed a willingness to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, and Victoria Jones. Here to go through the stories, the people, the discussions that have taken place. We're sort of summarizing what's going on in the world of news talk radio. So one of the names on here are the two names, the present head of Venezuela, former head of Venezuela. Some U.S. officials have been recalled from Venezuela. I guess we're bringing them a check, or have brought them a check for $20 million, which seems to be rubbing some people the wrong way, where we can't pay government workers. How can we write a check? People can equate whatever they want to. I just don't know that I like supporting other governments. This country has been a real problem, but there are a lot of people there that are in dire straits. Is it our business to help them out? Yes or no, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, it depends on what your philosophy is about this. And President Trump's philosophy has been America first and not supporting this kind of move. So it's very interesting that he's doing this. Well, it could be that it's in our backyard, and that could be the reason. I don't know. But it's very interesting. What is pressing in this is the decision to keep the embassy, the senior embassy personnel, because the others are leaving, in place. And Maduro, who is still saying he's president and who at this point has the military and the security forces behind him at this point is basically saying that they don't have protections. They had said that they were closing the embassies within 72 hours. Well, that was a day ago. So this is concerning, because we don't know what is going to happen to these senior embassy personnel, basically, in a couple of days. This is a worry.
Key is, do we want to keep people there in a failed state? And likely we do. I mean, look at the history. Chavez knew how to work it. Nationalizing oil and other industries, sucking it dry, giving it to people. He's very, very popular. Problem is, oil goes down, and there's not enough money to support that socialist dream. So here comes the next president, and you have a million people leaving the country over the last few years because of abject poverty and worse. The question is, do we want to keep an embassy there and keep in contact with them? And I don't see why. Why not?
Okay.
And here's what I want to know. If we can not write our government employees' checks, shouldn't we just stop all the checks? Everything until the shutdown comes back? I mean, is over? Why do we write any checks?
This is an optical thing, much as anything else. It's one of those, whether it really means anything, is $20 million, does it help the people out? Are they going to know? Is the average person on the street in Venezuela going to know that the United States government, through the generosity of the people in the country, is taxpayers?
All the politicians, dirty politicians, are going to steal it.
Well,
allow me, if you will, the $5.7 billion runs this country for 11 hours. If Pelosi said, look, tell you what, thank you so much for the concessions, especially the CAM, the children, and protection for minors and such. We'll work on that, give you $3 billion, that runs the country for about, 6 hours. But no, the two things are really unrelated. And when it comes to the government shutdown, it's all about a power play. Trump screwed up. He thought that shutting down the government, we'd be blaming the Democrats, and he had no idea how many people would get hurt. Pelosi, he also underestimated Pelosi. And I know, Victoria, you're going to probably disagree, but I believe that Trump believed that Pelosi cares more about people than power. That's obviously not true, because she could have made this thing work as opposed to the petty politics of saying you can't have your State of the Union address. This could have actually been done.
Oh, I think that this is to a great extent about politics. I'm an observer here. I think that he underestimated, and he was elected on the basis of having no experience, right? But I think he underestimated the fact that a woman, and I think he does underestimate women, that a woman who has been in government as long as she has would understand how to play the political game better than he did. I think he underestimated that. At this point, she's playing it better than him. Now, he knows some games. He certainly knows the publicity game and the promotion game extremely well. Can he turn that to his advantage? That's where he excels.
I think he does a great job when he says, I've been sitting here in the White House all weekend long waiting for you to come and negotiate with me, but nobody shows up. They all go away. All the Democrats are in Puerto Rico celebrating something this weekend. I think he does a great job with the PR, but has he made the right moves?
No, that was good.
How can it be a great job with PR when you've got... I'm sorry, Victoria. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say what he said there was good. It was a half-truth, because what they were doing was seeing a play that was raising funds for the people of Puerto Rico. But he didn't say the whole thing, but it sounded great.
Right, exactly.
It's all about one-upsmanship. We could spend the whole, as I said, we get stuck here. When it comes to optics and slogans and things that you do, people who study the art of the game of politics, if you will, pardon the pun of stealing the title from Trump. One of the most egregious things, from my perspective, because it's so stinking political, happened this week. We talk about Elizabeth Warren and some of the other people who were trying to get some traction for the Democratic nomination in 2020. She unveiled a tax this week proposing that the richest people in America, about 75,000 of them, would pay 2% annually of their net worth to the federal government. For what? Where is that money going to go?
So that you could blow it, yeah.
Yeah. Where is that money? I want to go back just for a second, because you're talking about Venezuela and where that $20 million goes. You realize that the Mubarak family, when Mubarak was tossed in Egypt as the president, he and his family had $8 billion. And the $8 billion came from the United States of America. Exactly. And our largesse. You remember after the 67 war, when we made a deal to stop it, we agreed to pay Israel and Egypt every year $4 billion. Stop fighting, we'll agree to give you $4 billion a year in aid. The Israelis have used it to better their country. Mubarak put it in his bank account. And that's why where does the $20 million go? Does it go into circulation and help the country? Or as Richie just said, that's what just triggered that memory, Richie, in my mind, when you said, or does it go to the crooked politicians or whoever's at the top?
Yeah, my wife is from Colombia, which is right next door to Venezuela, and all the Venezuelans are going to Colombia. And so I definitely see the effects, but I also see what a government like that looks like. You cannot walk into any government-run office in Colombia. And that's a pretty stand-up country, and not find somebody who's not taking money on the side.
Yeah, that's the way they think. That's the way they act. Yes, Rick.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You don't buy friendships; you rent them. And when it comes to trying to establish some kind of peace, you have to calculate. I'm serious question for you, Doug, because I know where you stand on this. I know how you feel about this, and I no one can really make the logical argument that you are wrong. The question is, how much? We know what you are. Now we're just negotiating price. So when it comes to Mubarak and others, what's the value?
The value of having Mubarak on our side? Is it more important to have Mubarak on our side or the people of Egypt on our side? Mubarak's gone.
That's a good point.
People are still there. Same thing in Venezuela. More important to have the people. That's why I said, are they going to know? I don't mind sending the check for 20 mil as long as they know that it was us who helped them. There are people that are eating their dogs there because they don't have any food. That's kind of what that's the landscape. So we want to help them. And if we are helping them, do they know we're helping them? That's my question, and I don't have an answer. I don't know the answer to it, frankly. 43 after the hour. I do have a way for you to clean your intestine, though.
Nice. There you go.
Brilliant. And the award winner,
great
that
segue,
one.
Doug.
Richie always loves my segue serenades. He thinks that they're fabulous. There are secrets that you can use for better digestive health, and they're all wrapped around using Life Change Tea. It helps you lose weight for sure, maintains great health, because all of the problems that you have in your system begin in your gut. So you want to clean out the yucca bunga lungas that are there, the unhealthy colon with all those things that are growing around in your stomach that you don't want to know about, the parasites, the things that drain your energy, drain your strength, compromise your immune system. The possible symptoms of parasites are endless. Medical studies show 85 to 90% of the adult population here has at least one form of parasite living in your colon or in your gut. So let's clean them out. That's what Life Change Tea will do. It's an all-natural blend of teas grown in America. It's an American product, all natural, all organic. Life Change Tea will cleanse your body. It's this time of year you need to clean your body out. So help yourself. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's the website. Can't get it in the store. You have to go to GetTheTea.com, order Life Change Tea, get it delivered. And by the way, the delivery is free if you use the code DJV when you order a Life Change Tea to clean out your innards. Let's do a little power washing of your system. GetTheTea.com at LifeChangeTea.com.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Rick, Victoria, Rich, and Doug. Victoria sent me something this week that I wanted to spend a couple of minutes on here in the ambiance of the countdown review. The National Intelligence Director, Dan Coats, released a report this week that makes up the 17 federal agencies comprising the intelligence community, and what the gravest, they put together what the biggest threats are. You want to review these, Victoria? Because I thought they were the biggest... this is a 36-page report. What are some of the highlights here from your perspective?
Yeah, it's pretty chilling. This comes out every 4 years. And so this is long-term thinking, and this is the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and he's in charge of the 17 intel agencies. So these are the 10 biggest truth bombs. That basically traditional adversaries will continue attempts to gain and assert influence, taking advantage of changing conditions in the international environment, including the weakening of the post-World War II international order. Russian efforts to increase its influence and authority are likely to continue may conflict with U.S. goals priorities. The democratization of space poses significant challenges for the U.S., talks about adversaries. The ability of individuals and groups to have a larger impact than ever before, politically, militarily, in every way, is undermining traditional institutions, goes on about that, talks about increasing migration and urbanization of populations, straining the capacities of government, fracturing of societies, breeding grounds for radicalization. Nano and biotechnologies are good, but also significant threats to U.S. interests.
So
security.
There's a bunch of other stuff. What's your takeaway, though? What do you want people to take away from this?
My takeaway is that it's a very seriously scary world out there. This story, I think, is one of the biggest stories of the week. And it's fascinating to me how we are so obsessed with one story that something as huge as this is not being talked about, and it should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wonder to what end, though, is the scariness? What do you think is going to? What do these people think they scare the hell out of people or continue to try to take over stuff? And you know, what does it get them at the end of the day? Is the question a good spiritual question? Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, thanks to you and Rich McFadden as well here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars.
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. Jordan Keenan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the top five technology stories of the week as determined by Victoria's Research. Number five is a focus on Hulu competing in a manner of speaking with Netflix, it would seem, Victoria.
Yep, it was great news this week for people who have Hulu or people who maybe have been thinking about signing up for it. They've actually dropped their price from $7.99, which is the current price for the basic plan. Now it will be $5.99 starting February 26th. Now, this is for their, this was only previously offered on a promotional basis, but now they're making this the regular price for the plan. The $11.99 per month no commercials plan on Hulu will actually stay at that same price. There's also a $12.99 Hulu and Spotify combo subscription, and that will also stay at that price. But if you want to get in on the entry level, you will have to sit through a few ads, but it's nothing that people seem to really be complaining about that much. So for $5.99 on Hulu, I think that's a great deal. Netflix, earlier this week announced that their prices were all going up. Now Netflix doesn't have any commercials, so that's kind of how they justify raising their prices, because they don't make anyone sit through any ads. But if you want to save some money and see some good content, Hulu's the way to go.
All right. Next up at number four, speaking of competitors, Google is trying to compete with Waze. I don't know if they will, but this is their attempt at doing that, right?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of users of Google Maps, when they're on long road trips, they've complained that the app doesn't show any speed limits of the roads that they're on. This is something that Waze has been doing for a while already, and there are some other...
So just use Waze. Why bother with Google? Just use Waze.
Well, a lot of people don't like the interface of Waze, which it looks kind of like a cartoonish video game in a way. I didn't really like it at first. Now I really love it.
I like it a lot, yeah.
A lot of people just like the convenience of Google Maps. So now at least you'll be able to get a few extra things, like you'll know where the speed cameras are, what the speed limit is of the road that you're on. And so there are a little bit of updates there just to keep people, if you already use Google Maps, it got better.
All right. Number three on our way to number one this week, the countdown of the hot items from the world of technology, a focus on Verizon. Oh, aren't they wonderful? No, not, but
no,
explain
they're
the
not.
Anyway.
This is a similar story to the Google Maps. Their Verizon is way behind the other competitors like T-Mobile and AT&T, and so now they have jumped on the bandwagon. They will start offering free spam and robocall protection to all of their subscribers starting in March. So typically, if you have Verizon Cellular right now, you've had to pay an extra $3 a month for spam blocking and robocall filtering. So now that will be included in your regular monthly bill. This will apply to all Android phones and iPhones, all the phones that are supported by Verizon. And again, it just brings them up to speed with what T-Mobile and AT&T have been doing this service for free for a long time. So it's preventing robocalls is on the top of everyone's brain. Everyone is trying to come up with more ways to filter out these spammy calls that look like it is sort of your number, but it makes people more likely to answer it when it looks like their own number. So there's no way really to get around that, but that's the latest from Verizon, trying to save face, basically.
Number two, speaking of face, Facebook is positioning itself here.
Facebook has a new petitions feature called Community Actions. And so instead of going to change.org, you can actually stay on Facebook and start a petition that way. There are all kinds of petition pages that they already have going. There's a moratorium on new drilling page, and people in Philadelphia are wanting a better pedestrian safeguards. All these local community things, Facebook has said that they want everyone to be able to use their own network of friends in order to get more signatures for their petitions. One thing you cannot do, though, is tag President Trump or Vice President Mike Pence. They are totally exempt from this. You cannot include them in any way.
Gee, I wonder why. Number one, wow, look out, all these people affected by this breach, Victoria.
This is being called a mega breach. This is 770 million people. This is bigger than Equifax. It's bigger than any breach that I think anyone's
bigger
ever
than
really
bigger
known
than
of.
Big.
Yeah, this is over 770 million unique email addresses and 21 million unique passwords. They were all posted to a hacking forum, and so the number one thing you can do.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.